Praise the Lord and God bless you. This is part two of favor. As I promised yesterday, the battery went off and I therefore called it part one. This is part two of favor. And shall there be favor? Oh, there shall be favor. There shall be favor. Let me tell you about favor, what favor is. How powerful favor is, and you really need to grasp this revelation. In the fifth Psalm of King David, verse 12, "For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous with favor, wilt thou compass them as with a shield." So, as the Lord blesses the righteous, and let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Come in agreement here and give it a big thumbs up, as that's what we do as the redeemed of the Lord. We say so and we shout it out loud. So that thumbs up is appreciated because it helps pushing the video to everybody else. Now go back to, thank you for that. Thank you for sharing it. Thank you for the thumbs up, and thank you for the loves. And now back to the scripture. So the Lord will bless the righteous. Oh yes, he will bless you, and he will bless you with favor. And favor will compass you. That means favor will surround you, all around you, all around you. There'll be favor, not just on top of you, but all around you. Favor, it will compass you, it will encircle you, it will bless you with like a and it says as with a shield. So favor of the Lord is like a shield, and you know what a shield is for? A shield protects you against any fiery darts. It protects you against any onslaught of evil forces or evil words or evil things, evil plans, evil schemes, evil spirits, evil anything. A shield is there to protect you, and favor is as a shield. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous with favor, wilt thou compass him as with a shield. So the Lord will compass you with a favor as with a shield, likened unto a shield. So there's a shield of favor, and I pray that the Lord will put that shield of favor around you. Imagine having now the whole armor of God as you can pray. The Lord, dress me spiritually in the whole armor of God, and let favor be compassed around me as a shield. Praise the Lord. Now, isn't that powerful? That's a revelation that is going to help you to keep pressing in. And that's why I said yesterday, pray for favor. Favor is not to be underestimated. Favor is incredibly powerful. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Favor is supernatural. Favor really is supernatural. So keep praying for favor, my friends. And what I wanted to say as well is that on my website, the shortcut is pastorvincent.com or evangelistvincent.org. We have those two shortcuts that will lead you to the main website. And it's in several languages. And under the tab more, there is a lot you can find out about, as we talked about daily manna yesterday and the word of God. And if you missed that, then please go back to part one of favor, this message. And I keep them short and brief, so I won't take much of your time. I'm just here to encourage you and to build you in the faith in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so under the more section on the website, there is really a ton of information, which Bible, end times, and why certain versions, certain translations are literally dangerous and a deviance from the true word of God. So be careful what kind of translations, which versions you'll read. And it's all there for you to read. There's lots and lots of different things that you can find out. There's many longer sermons, really in-depth teachings, and it's all out there. There's even the online course, an online course of deliverance and inner healing, to either receive inner healing and deliverance, or to actually minister that to others. And it's at cost price. It's a very, very affordable price, and it's incredibly, I mean, that's like 30 hours of teaching with a certification at the end. There's tests that you pass. There are 6 modules in total. Anyway, it's all out there. So every so often when you have time, just have a look what's actually available on the website, because there are things out there. There are things there for you or perhaps a loved one to bless you, because that's what the Lord wants to do. When you are the righteous of the Lord, when you are the redeemed of the Lord, praise the Lord. And when you are the redeemed of the Lord, you ought to walk in the blessing of the Lord. You ought to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. And there might be challenges, there might be trials, there might be persecutions. But I tell you one thing, as the redeemed of the Lord shall say so, you will be triumphant and you will be more than a conqueror. Not just a conqueror, but you will be more than a conqueror, and you will overcome in every trial. You will overcome. Hear me now and agree with me now. You will overcome in every trial, in every persecution, in every challenge. You are an overcomer. In fact, you are more than an overcomer. You are more than a conqueror. And I agree with you that you will overcome. Agree with me? Just comment. Just give it a thumbs up or share it and encourage somebody else. For the Lord shall surely bless you. For I preach the word of God. I preach the gospel undiluted. I preach Jesus Christ crucified and resurrected. I preach against sin, and I preach righteousness and holiness, because I love the Lord Jesus Christ. And I know you, my friends, love that too. And we are in a time, a dispensation of time, as we are coming. And I can do a more in-depth teaching on this, and I can be longer on here, and I can put more messages out if you like that. If you want more in-depth teaching about end times, about coming to the dispensation of the end of the Gentiles and what is going to happen next. Now, if you want that, just place your comments. I do read them. What I will tell you is that we are now in a time where people are hungry for the true gospel. There has been different gospel preached. Different gospels have been preached. As Apostle Paul warned about very clearly in the scripture, as the Lord Jesus warned about, and throughout the prophetic in the New Testament, there is warning after warning after warning. Well, I can declare unto you as an evangelist, as a pastor, I can declare unto you that we have now reached the time where people are hungry for the real, undiluted word of the living God, the true and utter undiluted gospel, and the preaching of the cross, which I did in another message, is foolishness to them that perish, but to us it's the power of God. So this is the right channel to follow. These are the right messages to follow if you want to be encouraged and be on the forefront of being a more than a conqueror, blessed follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. For he surely loves you. And okay, I think I've reached my time. I just want to bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. And I'll come in agreement that you will indeed overcome, and more than overcome, in the challenges and the situations that you are going through. And you can testify. So come in agreement now in the name of Jesus Christ. And we pray to our Father who art in heaven, and hallowed be his name, in Jesus Christ's holy name, that you got the victory now. grab hold of it in Jesus' holy name. I love you, and I'll continue to pray for you. I want to keep this one short because there's more to come, and there are different times to do longer messages. And if you want to engage or you want to hear different topics taught, I've been a Bible student for nearly 20 years, fervent. I've studied university level theology, and I have a doctorate in divinity. So I love to teach. I love to teach, and I have a fast amount of teaching on the website, but there's more teaching now as the Lord gives me revelation from the Holy Spirit. So if you're in wherever you are, let me know in the comments where you are from, where you're listening from, because I have many friends, many pastor friends in Pakistan and Sierra Leone and Nigeria and Kenya and places in India that are always checking in, that are always following and being encouraged by the word of the Lord, the now word. So Daily Manna is here to stay, and God bless you. And I thank you again. I thank you for your support in giving it the thumbs up, giving it the reaction, the action, the heart, the comment and the shares, because that helps the Lord, not me. It helps the Lord getting the messages out to the larger audience. That's how the algorithms work. That means that's how the technicalities of the social media technology operates. There has to be action. And I thank you for making these messages full of action with all of your interaction. So continue to interact, because I do appreciate it. And I bring you before the Lord to bless you in abundance in Jesus' name. Okay, that's me long enough now. I'll see you again tomorrow. God bless you. Love y'all. Bye y'all.